a tepid jobs report. Wages are stagnant, but hey, Wall Street had a good day. It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 3rd of August. Thanks for coming by. Toyota said today, look out. Much higher prices could be coming sooner rather than later. Online retailer Wayfair is going to brick and mortar. We've got a coffee story for you. It's actually the third wave of coffee explained. 4-H, it seems, is having none of this inclusive talk regarding LGBTQ folks. We'll have that story. We'll also check out the markets, and then it's Marketing for Business, episode 23, with Phil K. James from Good Milkshake Digital. We're talking about steps to take to market on Facebook and building relationships on LinkedIn. Stay with us. The business news headlines are coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The business news is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AUREON.com.
When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa and let's get started with you and your family, AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
It is the Business News Hour for Friday. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Thanks so much for coming by. You want to reach out? It is at IOB_NewsHour on Twitter. Well, the jobs report was, in a word, disappointing. Hiring slowed in July as employers added 157,000 jobs in a possible sign that worker shortages and widening U.S. trade spats are starting to damp employment gains. However, according to the Labor Department, the unemployment rate fell from 4% to 3.9%, and that means more former unemployed entered the job market. Now, the reason it was disappointing? Economists surveyed by Bloomberg expected a job gain of 190,000. The bad news from this report is stagnant wage growth, however. Wages grew at just 7 cents an hour to an average of $27.05. Now, this also kept the annual increase unchanged at 2.7%. Pay increases have not accelerated as much as anticipated in light of the historically low jobless rate, but economists expect annual gains to reach 3% by the end of the year as unemployment continues to fall and it becomes even harder for firms to find qualified job candidates. But we've been hearing this story for 7 months. Now, if it feels like you're not getting ahead, it's because the rate of inflation is higher than the rate of wages. The current inflation rate for the United States is 2.9% for the 12 months ended June of 2018. That was published by the U.S. Labor Department. Wages are up 2.7%. Inflation is up 2.9%. You do the math. And what's wacky about all this is this tight labor market that we're into. Usually when we enter full or near full employment, wages go up. However, what is happening, according to experts, is fewer union jobs are out there and more people working at low-skilled jobs or in retail, which has not seen much of a rate increase for some time. But don't worry. Wall Street shrugged it all off and had a pretty good day. Now, you can worry if your stock portfolio isn't as large as some, I guess. The theory is that trade tariffs will level the playing field. However, it doesn't seem to be working out that way. Like its global rivals, Toyota is bracing for the possibility of a rise in U.S. auto import tariffs, which could cloud its outlook as it would raise the cost of selling vehicles in the world's second biggest vehicle market. That would be here. Such uncertainty took the shine off strong quarterly results announced earlier today. And we're not talking about just a couple of hundred bucks per vehicle. According to Toyota, it would raise the cost of locally produced vehicles by about $1,800 each and increase the cost for models imported from Japan by $6,000 each. Now, you heard that correctly. Locally produced vehicles would also go up in price. The United States is a major market for Japan's automakers, where Toyota, Honda, and Nissan locally produce around half or more of the cars that they sell in this country. The remainder are imported from Japan, Canada, Mexico, and elsewhere. Based on the roughly 709,000 vehicles Toyota exported to the United States from Japan last year, the automaker could take an annual tariff-related hit of $4.2 billion on those vehicles alone. Higher tariffs would deliver a major blow to all global automakers, as most, including the U.S., relies on imports to source the vehicles and parts contained in them, which are then sold in the United States. So we're not just talking about the cars having a tariff. We're talking also about the parts that go into the cars. All of that drives up costs for consumers. Furniture seller Wayfair is following the path of other online retailers by opening an actual store. The company said its first brick-and-mortar location will open by early next year in a place called Florence, Kentucky. That's about 12 miles from Cincinnati. A spokeswoman for the Boston company says the 20,000-square-foot outlet store will sell items that have been returned but are in good condition, as well as other discounted goods. Online retailers have been establishing a physical footprint. Amazon.com had bought grocer Whole Foods last year, and it's opened more than a dozen bookstores. It also plans to open more cashierless Amazon Go convenience stores. Wayfair, by the way, declined to say if it plans to open any more brick-and-mortar stores. Speaking of Whole Foods, Walmart is ramping up a battle with Amazon and its grocery arm Whole Foods as it starts to sell a new line of organic coffee made by a roaster in Colorado. Mashup coffee produced by Boyer's Coffee will be offered exclusively at more than 1,200 Walmart stores or on the Mashup website. The coffee sells for about $7 a bag, roughly the same price as Starbucks, which is currently sold at Walmart, which is typically at the higher end of the coffee retail line. Retailers call all this, by the way, and I had not heard about this before, so we're all going to learn something here. Retailers call this a third wave of coffee. And what's that? Well, the third wave refers to the premiumization of coffee, and it's been a major beverage trend in recent years, as many U.S. consumers who moved first from Folgers and Maxwell House to Starbucks are now seeking even more upscale ways to get their caffeine fix. Now you know. Third wave of coffee. See what you learn here? Well, it seems that 4-H of Iowa does not want to have anything to do with any policy regarding LGBTQ folks in the state. Yesterday, the leader of Iowa 4-H Youth Development was fired just a week before the start of the Iowa State Fair. John Paul Quezon Cardenas, the first Latino statewide youth leader in 4-H's 115-year history, confirmed his departure but declined to provide details. His termination comes months after a suggested 4-H LGBTQ inclusion policy, which has since been withdrawn, drew rebuke from conservative groups and praise from LGBTQ advocates, resulting in hundreds of comments submitted to Iowa 4-H. Are the two things connected? Yeah. No, nobody's talking. We had a ton of bad news today, from a tepid jobs report to stagnant wages to more worries about an escalating trade war with China. But hey, it's Friday. Let's have a party in the market. Stocks ended higher today, led by gains in Apple and IBM. The Dow closed 136 points higher as Apple rose 0.5%, adding to its market cap of more than $1 trillion. IBM also contributed to the Dow's gains, rising by more than 3%. S&P 500 gained over 0.4% as consumer staples outperformed. The NASDAQ added a shade over 0.1%. Today, China said it will slap tariffs on $60 billion of U.S. goods, with charges ranging from 5% to 25%. Many of the goods are agriculturally related, with others on various metals and chemicals. The action would be in response to increasingly protectionist policies taken by the U.S. on trade. Earlier this week, President Trump instructed U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to consider raising proposed tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods from 10% to 25%. The big worry isn't raising prices and tariffs, but if and when the Fed will hike interest rates, or so they say on Wall Street. So don't worry about the tariffs, says Wall Street. Let's worry about the interest rate. And so it goes. At the bell, the Dow is up those 136 points to end the week at 25,462. The NASDAQ has been on a roll and ended up a little better than 0.1% at 78.12. And the S&P 500 gained nearly 0.5% to finish at 28.40. Now, to put things into perspective, it was not all good news today for everybody. MoviePass's parent, Helios and Matheson Analytics, lost 97% of its market value this week, falling as low as 5 cents a share today. The stock closed at 7 cents. Gold gained $2 to end the day at $12.1260 an ounce. Crude oil fell by 36 cents to $68.60 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note dipped a bit to 2.95%. Hey, when we come back, it's Marketing for Business, Episode 23 with Phil K. James. We're talking marketing tips for Facebook and LinkedIn. Stay with us. It's the Friday edition of the Business News Hour.